at first I wasn't aware of them, and I was like, this is strange. Thought I would have had to go through high security clearance. You know, here I am taking a piñata in. It could have had a bomb, you know. I'm carrying instruments with guitars in. Nobody's stopping me. But then I began to realize how clever they were, because they were very aware of where she was and what was going on. But they did not make their presence noticeable. So it was pretty good. But it was chaotic for the school. And a lot of nerves, because my class was active. I wasn't just going to give them vocabulary in Spanish. We were going to act things out. There was a little Brazilian boy named Paulo, and he was either very interested in Amy or always trying to bother her. I couldn't figure out whether he was disrupting the class or just really interested in her, and she wouldn't give him the time of day. But he would always pounce on her. Like, I would be teaching them something about vamos a nadar, that means swim, and they would jump, and he would like... And at that moment was always when the Secret Service man would walk into the room and find, you know, her holding his hair or somebody just in this physical entanglement. So that I remember vividly.